previous few psukim, along with this one, form a group, the Gra explains, each negatively paralleling a particular realm of positive activity. In Pasuk Yud Bet and Yud Gimel, given the setting established by the even earlier psukim in this section, we read of how immersion in Torah and wisdom will protect one from stumbling in the realm of one's midos, one's character, one's moral constitution. In Pasuk Yud Dalet, Shlomo HaMelech spoke of his ability to protect from failure to act properly to fulfill the mitzvos. And finally, in our pasuk here, the Gaon explains, we turn to the opposite of the Torah itself, the worldview it sketches for us, and the perspectives it offers. We read of people whose pathways are crooked, and whose advice and counsel are truly twisted. The depth of the dichotomy between the Torah and other designs for finding the good and the true in life cannot be understated. Whereas the Torah is described in the next parak as Derachecha, Darchei Noah, its ways are ways of pleasantness, which alludes to the harmonious merging of disparate elements, of the right and the left, to produce a straight and clear path to a meaningful existence. We find here the opposite, pathways that are crooked and misleading. They lead to vexation and confusion, not to serenity and clarity. Similarly, this sort of wisdom is treacherous, twisting in its curves, throwing one in different directions, the wrong ones always, and bringing only misery with it. While the Torah, of course, is exemplified by V'chol Nesivoseha Shalom, each and every one of its various passages leads to peace, a deep peace, and only that peace.